MP with Jules. Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules for Chemist Warehouse. With the biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices, Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Live from Japan. Hit 92.9.
All right, Jules, finally we've wrapped up Tokioki. We've been in Japan all week in Tokyo. Last night was the night we competed for the championship.
Should we announce who won or should we just...
Oh, tease, Lise. Listen, you have to listen. look, not going to lie, we're all hungover because we partied hard last night, but we did put together a good performance last night with our listeners that came
100%,
over. 100%, such a good show. It was good fun. But there, that's it. That's a wrap, and we're on holidays.
We're done. When do you guys back? 13th, you guys are back on air. 13th of January.
Okay, well,
it'd be the same as me down south.
Righto. Well, that's when I'm thinking about coming back.
But do want to say massive thank you, Ant, to all the listeners, I mean, for the year as well, too. And have a safe and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. Those people that listen, thank you very much. Have a safe Christmas.
Hey, Em in Albany.
Em in Albany, hello
Merry
to
Christmas,
you.
Babe.
But yes, spend some time with your family and make sure everyone has a safe and happy
and
time and enjoys the new year because I'm getting married and I'll have fun.
You are too. You'll be a married man next year.
I'm out. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, morning.
Far out. Guys, this is it. It's our last show of 2019.
And we get to do it from Tokyo.
Oh, my goodness. How are we all feeling?
Yeah, really great.
Yeah?
Yes.
Hey?
I'm really pumped.
I'm actually feeling 100% excited. Can't wait to get back to Perth and see Ted now.
Yeah,
though.
I bet. You guys are missing the kids.
Oh, like crazy.
Yeah.
Probably 2 days in. I was just about there. And then you get the odd pictures. And you know what I really realized when I was missing the kids is that just the other day we were walking through the train system to go and catch a train.
Yeah.
And there was a couple with a little girl who was screaming at the top of her lungs.
Going off her nuts, wasn't she?
Yeah. And I looked at her and went, oh, I miss the kids so much.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's when you know you really miss your kids.
Yeah, okay.
When the tantrums.
Definitely, absolutely. Well, you know what? The Grinch and I were saying, that's the first kid we'd seen all week in Japan, in like Tokyo, that was having a tantrum.
Yeah,
kids well behaved.
Respectful.
So, but then I was like, wait, you don't really see many kids.
See kids, where are the school kids?
In school.
No, but after hours or before hours?
Like
school. So like after hours, and they've got post-school classes and all that sort of stuff.
Really?
Well. Yeah,
no wonder they're smart.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Work ethic, intelligence, care.
Mm. All of that.
Oh.
Don't see any of them in Golden Gay either.
No.
The bars that we went to last
night. No, you definitely don't.
I'm waiting to get a couple of text messages.
From who?
Remember I was writing my own mobile number on the wall?
Oh, you did text me. Too. And I said to you, I was like, say, maybe you should put the text line. He's like, nah, put my phone number. I want to get something at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I just thought people having a ball and like they see a random number. So we put it up a couple of times. I could wake up, go to work next year. And just get a random text message from someone anywhere in the world.
Yeah, you
That's
should
exciting.
Start like a segment because it was called Not Suspicious,
yeah.
The bar,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hang on, so hold this chat because we're going to come back. We're going to talk about last night. It was the last time it was the grand final of Tokioki as well.
Oh,
all that
happened.
Sort of stuff.
Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules live from Japan.
It's been a good year.
It's been a bloody good year.
It's been a great 15 weeks for me.
It has, mate.
Yeah.
It really has. Life-changing.
Absolutely. It's been great.
Now, last night we went out to crown the winner of Tokioki for 2019.
Correct.
Because that's the whole reason why we're here.
Yes, it is.
Right? We're here because for the past 15 weeks, while you've been with us, we've been getting people onto the show to sing karaoke through our little segment that we did every week called Tokioki. And then we picked our grand finalists and we went out last night to a karaoke bar. It was a bougie karaoke bar, by the way.
It had the most amazing backdrop, like, to the city.
Over the main strip of Ginza, with all of the lights and everything, and you're surrounded by all of the big brands, like Gucci and Bulgari and all that sort of stuff.
You know you're in a bougie karaoke bar, like, when everyone's got, like, there's people with their own mics in a cabinet.
Yeah,
like
golden mics.
Yeah.
Oh, the
mics.
Award winners.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they weren't award winners. They were private mics.
No, man, the mics. They're kings of karaoke.
You go through and you see that they've, like, they obviously either rent those so often or they have weekly bookings or whatever. Yeah. So it's got company
well,
names
I mean,
on
you
the mics
think
and stuff.
The amount of spit that goes into a mic, you know, if you're sitting on it too much.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Mm. Ours would be disgusting.
I was going to say,
right
I'm, we're all holding one, yeah, mate. No, so I know. Just keep it clean.
How, did you guys see the bloke next door to our little booth who was in there just by himself, just belting
trying,
it out?
Trying hard, wasn't he?
He was having a fair old crack. You can hear it from our room. It was great.
I love that for him.
I love that. No, absolutely love that.
My mum used to sing karaoke on her own. I'd get home from school, she'd be in the lounge room belting out a tune.
Would she?
Yeah.
Microphone?
Yeah.
Mama Jules?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
She's a karaoke champ.
She is.
So we did that. We're going to reveal the winner of Tokyoki a little bit later on.
Yeah. They don't know, do they?
No, no,
they thought they were going to find out, but we slow played them.
Yeah, like just crazy slow played them. Then we went
Like RBT. Find out after the break what the numbers were.
Speaking of RBT, then we went out to Golden Gay. Now, Golden Gay, if you haven't heard us talk about it during the week yet, is like the complete opposite of the bougie part of Ginza where we were. It's just you walk in there and it is bar after bar after bar.
But only like seven or eight seats in every bar.
Yeah, you have to squeeze right up to get in there.
There was, what, six seats in the bar we were at last night and about 16 people in there.
Yeah,
it was
crammed,
insane.
Yeah.
You had to go through the bar to go to the toilet and get out.
Yeah, no, underneath the bar and out you go.
There was Americans. There were Canadians that rocked up. Just,
an Australian who we knew their cousin?
Yeah. So the one of the people who works for our network nationally, it just so happened that we were sitting next to her cousin.
What was her name?
Her name's Kiri that works for our network. But what was his name? Does anybody remember?
Nah.
No.
Okay. Oh, good on him.
Aussie bike. That's all I...
So then we were in there for a little while and may have had a couple.
Well, Jules, how are you, mate? Because Pete and I...
the problem, right? Because obviously there's a...
Hold on one sec. How are you, Pete?
I'm feeling great.
I'm as good as gold. How are you, Julianne?
Yeah, great.
How was your night?
I'm like a diamond. Yeah, it was really good. It was really good. Really great night to like to wrap up.
Yeah. And then what? Like, did you not have dinner or something?
Yeah, no, we did not have dinner last night.
Was that
it
the
was
issue?
So full on. Yeah, it was. No, the issue was, is that we were at that bar, which is called Not Suspicious. Yeah. They have this thing called a suspicious shot.
Yes.
And I...
drink responsibly.
Of course, always.
Always.
No, well, the thing is that we kept on saying, sorry, not me, but you guys kept on saying, we're just here for one drink.
Yeah.
That's it. And then we're leaving.
But why would you leave? It was a good bar.
So I had a shot and then I'm waiting around like, okay, let's go. So I had to have another one.
But if you're having shots...
So on and so forth.
If you're having shots and someone's having a beer, like the shot takes 5 seconds to get through and the beer takes 15 minutes.
True. That is very true. And then I forgot that it was called a suspicious shot and started asking for a
surprise.
The
surprise. and it was like...
It was rocket fuel.
Yeah, it was.
100%.
Oh, that was hilarious. When you kept saying, because it was my hook, Jules was like, surprise, surprise. And I was like... She wants a surprise. What are you going to get for her? And then this lady went to this special bottle. Oh, my Lord. It almost burnt a hole through the glass.
Hey, you could see it shimmering inside the actual...
It looked like
petrol. All right. You're with us.
But
we had a good night.
It was a good night
for us to... As the end of the year, sort of end of year celebration night, wasn't it, for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we did have a good time. We are here. We're working hard. But, Jules, your heart's sort of... only beating every now and then now. Every 3 or 4 minutes, she gets one little pulse.
Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier, and Pete with Jules live from Japan.
For the last show of the year from Tokyo, Japan. Here, thanks to those legends at Asahi and Celebrations Liquor Stores, they're closer than you think. And over the ditch, thanks to Air Asia, awarded the world's best low-cost airline 11 years running. I can't believe it's the end of the week.
End of the year, mate.
I know it's the end
of
the year.
All of that, really.
Yeah, but considering that this is where we play, you know, the end of the week stuff.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Sorry.
Are you with me?
I was listening during that last bit. Yes, of course. End of the week. It's Friday.
Far out. It's the end of the week. End of our week in Tokyo. What a week.
It's been a crazy week, too.
It has been a huge week, and we just thought we'd pluck some of our favourite parts from the week, toss them together in a little montage to reflect back on. Have a listen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, we are here live from Japan. Xavier is not here.
Not in Tokyo.
No, we said goodbye to him from the airport.
Stuffed Christmas party got the better of me.
It sure did, mate.
What's going on?
No, I've got gastro.
Yeah, stay away.
We're busking on the corner.
One of the busiest streets in Harajuku. The whole reason we're here is for a karaoke competition. So, ladies and gentlemen, Jules does Japan.
Wanna be free and feel the way I feel. Man, I feel like a woman. I got some money.
It doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
No, they're Australians.
It does count.
In you walk with an umbrella cotton candy with different colours through it.
To be honest, I just got it for the gram. I got your picture. I got your
picture. I'd like a million. Welcome this man back into the show. Hey.
You already noticed one thing, Jules. You've picked up a new phrase. I love that for you.
I love that for you. Create our own gang, I think.
It's the I love that for you.
I love that for
you. I've gone out and I've bought you a friend for the day. Come and meet Lily.
Yes, Lily's here. Jules is BFF forever.
Lily will laugh when we go. Jules is funny.
Yeah, she's so funny.
Jules, so funny.
Yeah, he's so funny.
Street Fighter, you and me.
Okay.
Oh, kicking my ass.
Now, there's one thing that we really need to do. It's more of a respectful thing to the Japanese culture. Beers, beers, beers. Let's get a beer.
We just come to a bar. I don't know what I was expecting.
No, I just want to have a beer.
Of course. They have a challenge, which is 100 goyas.
Gyoza. You dress like you're ready for a nap.
In Japan, we wear sweatpants and basketball boots.
Now I know why you're called Swaggy X.
You can see it.
I can see it.
We're just around the corner from the world's biggest adult store.
This is adult Chris Pringle.
Pete, this is for you.
We're going to tie you up and drip some hot candle wax on you.
Oh, great.
I'm getting aroused, Pete.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, it's really hot.
Can we do it again? Pete is currently experiencing his second hangover of his life. As we're trying to get home, we turn around and Pete actually wound up in a radio station.
ShibuyaCrossFM.jp.
ShibuyaCrossFM.
We are going to become ninjas today. Pete's got a wooden sword.
No, we're fighting. He needs some fresh jocks, isn't he? Jules, very funny.
Yes, he is.
I love that.
I love that for you.
Oh, I love that for us.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that crazy? Like, that was all just this week?
Yeah.
Hey, are you okay? You sound like you're missing Lily.
I could really use Lily
right
now.
Use Lily right now.
Not to laugh. Yes. Just to...
Massage.
Yeah. I know. Shoulder for me to lay on.
Yeah. We need a good forearm.
Yeah.
There she is. Oh,
thanks, Lily.
Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Live from Japan.
And a little bit later on, keep on listening, because we're going to be playing out some of our favourite parts from during the week and also revealing the winner of Tokyoki, which is the whole reason why we're over here to crown our 2019 Tokyoki.
We may have lost sight of that at times, but that was why we were over here.
Yeah, 100%.
We got our hour in last night at the karaoke bar, belted it out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And
after that.
Well, we went to the Golden Gate, which is really cool, really cool place. It's just filled with like little bars that feed up to probably like 6 to 10 people max.
Yeah, you're right. You've got a little bit of
The youths would call it trendy, wouldn't they, Jules?
Yeah, absolutely.
Trendy.
Actually,
sort of
did
area.
You know that there's a Golden Gate in Melbourne? There's a Golden Gate Melbourne.
There you go.
Yeah, which is just all Japanese restaurants.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, now we were there last night, and it's really cool, like that you could actually leave a little bar, go to another bar, have a drink, and then you know, and catch up with everyone at the end of the night, kind of thing. Which is kind of what happened last night. Was like you can go next door and go to another.
Well, you have to split up sometimes in a lot of these things because there's only like 3 or 4 seats or 5 seats in a bar.
And if there's already 2 people in there,
you
can
stacked.
Only fit another 3 or 4 people.
Yeah, good luck to you. And some of them have, what is it? Some of them have cover charges. Some of them have taxes.
Yes.
Some of them, do you get the feeling that like occasionally last night we were sort of paying a little bit more than what we thought we were paying.
Oh,
oh yes.
For anyone that ever goes there, just pay as you go.
Keep track.
Pay as you go. Don't wait until the end.
Well, I woke up with no money left.
And really?
I had money on me, so it's all gone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all gone. So I don't know what we spent it on, but it was an expensive night.
Anyway, on 131060, want to know, where have you accidentally ended up? Because last night after we left a bar, we all kind of split up a little bit, went and had drinks elsewhere, but then we came and found you, and where were you?
I was in a trendy little bar. Baby Shark, I was singing that song and dancing with my friend.
When we found you, you had a friend there.
Yes. Tell us a little bit more about this trendy little bar.
So the little bar, look, I thought it was trendy. It was upbeat, which it was. It was great.
Yeah,
but the guy next to me was touchy.
Let's get a little bit handsy.
He was a little bit handsy on me.
Tucker.
Now,
his name was Tucker.
Tucker was a bit handsy on me. Now, I said to Sarah, one of the travel party with us when she arrived, I said, "Oh, I feel like he's a bit touchy."
Yeah.
And then it sort of dawned that the place we were in was a gay bar.
Yeah.
And Tucker was making a pass.
Yes.
On me.
I mean, and I can't complain.
But I was touching back as a friend. I was touching back thinking we're hugging and we're rubbing backs.
I've got video footage of you dropping down in front of him.
Pass me the sugar, baby. That's what I said to him.
You were twerking on him like that video clip of Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus.
I was like a male stripper to him. He took me. But I had no idea what was happening. And then Bradders, who's also on the travel party as the technician.
Yeah.
Only this morning we spoke to him and he was on the other side of the bar talking to a couple. And I said, I think it was a gay bar.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense now because it only dawned on him that he was in the same situation.
The Ralph Lauren guys.
Yeah, So Tucker and me, unfortunately, went home empty-handed.
Yeah.
But we both had a bit of a touch and a feel.
Yeah, but you'd been bloody playing him on for about an hour. He thought he was in, and then you just left.
I was waiting for him to kiss me in the end. We were all over each other as a friend, but he thought it was more.
I'm pretty sure I've got video footage of you kissing.
Oh, jeez, don't go there,
no,
did I?
No, like a kiss, like a...
Just like a little...
Yeah.
Oh, well, I probably did. I got caught up in the emotion.
You got caught up in the moment.
Oh, it was in the moment. Anyway.
I mean, we've all been there. You just end up in some weird places.
Yeah, you're walking around
somewhere
places.
Where you probably shouldn't be or somewhere that you didn't expect to be.
Where did you wind up where you didn't expect to be? You didn't know where you were. What was the situation you were in, like me last night, just oblivious to the fact that I was in a gay bar?
Yeah.
And I was accidentally making passes on Tucker. He was making it back at me. But
He wanted to Tucker you home.
He wanted to Tucker me home. 13, 10, 60.
Good one,
Give us a call.
Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Live from Japan.
Here in the city, it was absolutely magnificent. But we did not reveal the winner. That will happen a little bit later on in the show. But right now, X...
Yeah, last night we're out in this little Golden Gay bar region, which is a tiny little
it's like a full it's of little area
establishments. Yeah, a little block.
But it's just chockers full of little bars that seat no more than 10 people at a time.
Yes, that's right. Now I was caught up. I got a little bit caught up last night, and Tucker, I think we're in a gay bar. I didn't know. Tucker made a pass. I sort of accepted the pass. Passed back at him. And then we sort of bounced around a little bit. And let's just say I woke up this morning a bit tuckered out.
Stop it. All right, 13, 10, 60. We were asking this morning, where have you ended up?
Where'd you end up? Yeah, what happened? Yeah,
and we've got Sophie from Swan Valley. Where did you end up, babe?
Good morning. How are you going?
Good, mate.
Going well, mate.
Sounds like you're having fun. Listen, don't hold this against me, but this is a very long story but very short. I'm from Tasmania.
Okay, we got you.
Two heads are better than one. Don't hold that against me either.
No Tassie jokes from my end.
Absolutely not. I had a little Datsun 120 YV. All I had to go from Scarborough to Innaloo. I ended up, for God's sake, I don't know how, in Mandra. Now, I nearly ran out of petrol because in Tasmania, you've only got highways. Over here, you've got freeways and signs and arrows. And I had to call the radio station who advised me to call the police, who come and escorted me all the way back to Scarborough whilst chuckling.
Oh, really?
No way.
I swear to God.
Isn't that, and I I was just going to say, you think, like, Innaloo to Scarborough is what, about 15 minutes?
Five minutes, right.
Isn't there any part of you when you're half an hour into the drive where you think to yourself, I may have stuffed up here?
I had one of those UB dibbiders, you know, the book that I turned upside down and the map went
Oh, the old map.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is like 25 years ago, peeps.
Yeah. And I'm also one of those people that I'm like, so I'll do something if it starts to feel wrong. I'll go, I'll just go 5 minutes more and then keep going. Yeah. And, you know,
I'm sure I'll see
you
it
know,
soon.
And, yeah, and before you know it, an hour's passed. Yeah,
I know, and if it's 50-50, I always choose the wrong 50.
Me too, 100%. Girlfriend.
Good
me
on
too.
You, mate. Have a good Christmas period too.
Thank you.
No worries, babe. All right, we've got hands from Ellenbrook. Where have you ended up?
Morning, guys. I ended up in New Zealand.
What? Where were you supposed to go?
Nowhere. I just meant to stay in Australia.
And what happened, mate? You're obviously on a night out or something?
Yeah, so I was in Melbourne with a few friends. We got on the drinks, went into town, we won the big pokies. My mates dared me to go book a flight to New Zealand. I said, nah. I carried on drinking, and then next minute I went to the airport, bought me a ticket, flew to New Zealand, hooked up with the flight attendant, and stayed in New Zealand for like 3 days, and then flew back to Melbourne.
Oh, man, what a baller.
I love the old neck minute.
Hit 92.9, Heidi, Xavier, and Pete with Jules, live from Japan.
Oh, Lily. So good.
All right, this is my last joke, and I'm done. I'm out of the
Never
jokes.
Again.
Yeah, I'm putting down the mic.
Oh, okay.
Unless really people get involved, 0488 55 929, send through your jokes. Actually, send through anything this morning. I'm sitting on the computer. It's our last show. Send through anything you want. We can have a bit of chit-chat over the text line from Tokyo. I'm looking forward to it. But, Pete, what do you call a deer with no eyes?
What?
No idea, baby.
Christmas reindeer.
Okay. I was like, God, this is the oldest joke in the book.
Do you know what's a joke?
Your face. Oh, sorry. Did I say that out loud? Oh, I put the mic down. Sorry, babe, I've ruined it. Are you going to finish your joke?
I've never seen him with that look on his face and stunned like that.
I said it too quick. I thought I said it internally.
You're right, buddy.
No, he's done. I'm sorry.
He's not happy.
I'm sorry.
Mate, you're gonna need to pick that microphone up because we're gonna come back in 6 minutes' time. Last show of the year, last calls of the year.
Crazy, right?
From people who want to call in and get involved.
Okay, Zave will talk to anyone else.
Hour and 45 minutes left with you, Jules. Suck eggs, you witch.
Hit 92.9, Heidi, Xavier, and Pete with Jules, live from Japan.
The final day of Tokyoki and the final show of 2019. Sorry, you got to understand. So let me set the scene for us, right? We're on the 10th floor of a Tokyo hotel at the moment.
Small hotel, but perfect for one person.
Right. And this entire week, we've been broadcasting from Brad the Tech's room.
Yes.
Okay.
He got a big, beautiful suite.
Now, throughout the entire week as well, right, given the space of the rooms, I don't know, 15 square meters or whatever, Brad has had to sit on his bed while we do the show from the couch.
He's in his bed.
Now, it started off with Monday, Brad was sitting on the edge of the bed and
Working hard, hustling.
As we've progressed through the week, he's slowly gotten under the covers.
Yes.
And this morning, he just fell asleep.
That's how comfortable he is.
It was a long blink. Like, I'm paying a lot of attention to the show, so I just focus a little harder.
To be honest, I actually thought we were going to walk in to him naked this morning. That's how comfortable he's getting.
No, I forgot the robe.
Just a robe.
Oh, goodness me. I turned around, his eyes were closed under the sheets.
I'm just paying attention. Ambient noises going on. I'm just trying to find out what they are.
No, I like it. I like it. All right, Pete, what are you doing?
All right,
so,
right.
Guys, it's the last show of the year.
It is.
All right, which means that, and we've got a lot of stuff to get through, like sort of after 8 o'clock.
Yabbity-yabbity stuff.
We've got to, you know, crown our Tokioki champion for 2019. We're going to look back on the year. We're going to look back on the week that was and all that sort of stuff.
All that jugger.
So we thought to ourselves, okay, what about people listening in Perth who have been following the show for the last 15 weeks while Jules is here, right, who want to have their final say for the year?
Absolutely. But also, you might want to break some news.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Announce something. You're pregnant. You're getting married or you're leaving your
husband. Really cool happened this year that you want to talk about, or something's going to happen between, like, today and when you guys come back.
In six weeks, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, and they won't have the time to, like, to say anything, or you guys won't be there.
It's like that thing, like, you know, it's not like we're not coming back on Monday. So you can't save it for Monday.
Yeah. No, it's gone.
It has to be today.
It has to be today.
If you've sat in your car, and I wouldn't have rang a radio station, and you sit there going, oh, I'm not going to ring. Here's your chance.
Yes.
Give us a call, 13 10 60. Let's chew the fat.
First time listener. What is it? Long time listener, first time caller.
Or you can be a first time, long time listener, first time texter.
Oh, 04888 04888 55929.
I'm sitting here replying to everyone. It's great fun.
Who sent you a love heart?
Shush.
Was it
Give me a look.
Was it Tucker from last night?
It was Tucker. When he tucked me into bed.
Oh, can I just read
after
out?
We were tucking out.
Thanks, Jules. It's been great. I'm going to miss you. Just not that Cardi B-ish, though.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of text coming through
that
for you, Jules.
For you, Peter.
There's heaps coming through for you. So oh, that's pleasing.
It's Jules' last day on the show.
What are you holding for? I need the love this morning.
Send some nice text through.
She definitely needs love this morning. She might have just gone to the bathroom for a little wee or so. I'm not sure what that was, but... practicing sumo wrestling in there or something, were you?
All right, 13 10 60. Last chance.
Yes.
Last calls for the year on
absolutely.
The show.
Floor's yours.
All right, whatever.
We just sit back and we chill and enjoy it.
Hit 92.9, Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules, live from Japan.
Who are we after, X?
Mate, we're after someone. Anyone, this is your moment. This is the last time you're going to have the opportunity to get on the phones and you literally can talk about anything you're expecting, a big moment in your life that's coming up, something you're looking forward to into Christmas, something you want to say. We've also got Jules here for the last show. Now, the text line 04888 55929 as well, or 13 10 60, you know the number, is absolutely popping with well wishes and people saying they've had an enjoyable experience with Jules. It's been wonderful. You're funny. You're good fun. Da, 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 da.
Oh, everything that you say, I'm not.
Yeah, no, you are. No, I agree.
Yeah, he agrees.
But, even if you want to wish someone Merry Christmas.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, this is your last chance because we're away for 6 weeks after today.
That's it. We're done. We're gone.
Well, I might come in because I do the extras for the show.
Get stuck. So if you know what I want. If you've gone to the trouble of texting,
give us a holler.
13 10 60.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to say on text, you can say to us to our faces.
Yeah. Or you might want some room for improvement for us. Yeah.
That's good.
There might be some areas for us to get better. Let us know.
We're open to anything. It is the last show of the year. Last chance for 6 weeks. 13 10 60. Let's hear from you, Pete.
92.9. Heidi, Xavier, and Pete with Jules live from Japan.
And later on in the show, we will do what we said we were going to come here and do, and that is crown the Hit 92.9 Tokioki champion. But 13 10 60. It's our last show of the year. Last show for 6 weeks. We're off after this. There's no more chances.
Nothing.
Done.
Done. Done. Done.
Done and dusted.
Get on the phone. Last chance, last calls. It's as simple as that. We want to hear from you.
Last chance, last calls. I like it.
We got Donna in Ballajura. Good morning, Donna.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, girl. What's going on?
Oh, I just wanted to say, Jules, you're amazing. You're hilarious. You're fun. You're honest. It's been absolutely fantastic listening to you over the last 15 years. You guys, the three of you, are just, you click. You're amazing.
Oh, thanks. See that, Zaith? Did you hear that? Hilarious.
I'm your number one supporter, mate.
Oh, shut up, you are.
I am. I would be your,
thanks,
I am your number one, and you know
good
it.
Good on you, Donna.
Thanks, Donna.
Donna,
Merry
that's really
Christmas.
Lovely. Because it's 15 weeks. Yes, you have been here. We get a lot of. I'm about to sneeze. Can you take over?
15 weeks you've been here now.
Look into the light.
You do a. oh, goodness me.
Bloody hell, mate.
I'm so sorry.
You could have faced the other way when you sneezed.
Put your mic down. You don't need to sneeze with your mic in your hand.
Bless you.
All right, where were you, Pete?
Okay, I was just saying. It's lovely to hear from people, right? Like on the phone for that, because we get a lot of good feedback through on the text line about you, and it's been wonderful having you here.
Aww.
Not going to get into it now.
No.
Save it for later. No, Susie
don't.
In Armidale. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Oh, hey. Susie's come in with a bit of spice.
Boom. Hey, how last... you going, guys? Fabulous.
Yeah, we're going really well, mate. Hey, last day, last call, Susie. Thanks for calling in. It's great to hear your voice. What do you want to say?
Well, first of all, great job in Japan. My name's Susie. I'm going to have a food truck. I'm going to be running it with my boys. It's going to be called Bacon Boys. And you guys, 99
oh,
boys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. Everyone loves bacon. You boys are
yes,
going to
they
come.
Do.
And we're going to be at the 92.9 Chili Festival. That's going to be our first event. Yeah.
Oh, and where can we find you over summer?
Oh, well, we're not ready until the Chili Festival, and that's the big
until
one.
The
chill,
yeah, until
gotcha.
The Chili
Festival. Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So can you tell us, I mean, obviously bacon is a key ingredient, but can you tell us, just give us a couple of the dishes that we'll be able to come and enjoy once we see you?
Okay, you'll find the Big Benny. That's like bacon-infused meat with bacon on the burger, extra big. We're going to do white chocolate chip and bacon cookies. We're going to have flavoured bacon. Everything, bacon, popcorn, you imagine
oh.
it, we've got it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, bacon.
I'm like Homer Simpson right now. You know when he puts his head up and he drools? That's
oh,
me.
That's amazing.
you could do a little serving of bacon this morning, I think, just to sharpen you up there, old Julianne.
Oh, good on
Shut
you,
up.
Susie. Really good to hear from you. We've got one final call here for last day, last calls. Ali in Innaloo, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Ali. Thanks for calling in, mate. It's great to hear from you. What do you want to say? Last chance for the year.
I didn't realise it was your last show until this morning, so I just wanted to say a big thank you to you all since I won the Live for Free last year. My
oh,
life
yes.
has improved massively. Sorry?
Can you remember exactly what we gave you in the Live for Free?
It wasn't a massive amount. It was just under 10 grand.
Yes, but it was like, your rent. It was your rent, wasn't it?
Mortgage, yeah. So it was my...
Yeah, mortgage. That's what it was. I remember. Yeah, of course.
So, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Thailand to my friends, see my friends. I actually got to go home to surprise my dad on his 60th. Back to Wales.
Oh, awesome.
I've got a promotion in work. So it's just kind of... Oh. Positively good since then, so thank you very much.
What an awesome year for you.
Well done, mate. It's the complete opposite to me. Things have just gone pear-shaped.
Good on you, Ali.
That's what happens in life.
That's what happens in life.
We really appreciate it, and thanks to everybody who's called up through the year and been a part of the show and contributed in some way, whether it's through the text line or through the phone as well. It's been awesome.
Mate, text line is popping. Oh, my goodness.
Have you got a couple there?
So just this, you know, remember Flora Plant?
Yeah.
So they're just wishing us all a Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas,
everyone
guys.
Just wishes a Merry Christmas, which is lovely. But there's been one that just came through from Demi. Hey, guys, just wanted to shout out to my partner who proposed to me last weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
He's the rock in our house and is the most amazing dad to our 18-month-old daughter, Aliyah.
Elijah?
No. Nah.
Was it a J?
Aliyah.
Yeah. Have an awesome break. Merry Christmas. There you go, Demi. Congratulations to you, mate. Hopefully you have a wonderful Christmas and congratulations
beautiful.
On the engagement.
92.9, Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules, live from Japan.
Guys, before we get into what we're about to do, can we just say thanks to Asahi and Celebrations Liquor Store?
Oh, 100%
yeah,
we can.
I mean,
absolutely.
Far out. Getting us over here as well as On Air Asia, awarded the world's best low-cost airline, 11 years running.
To be honest, since we've been over here, though, we have invested a little bit of money into the Asahi economy. I'm just going out there and saying that.
Especially one of us.
Bloody Pete.
Dealt with his first hangover yesterday.
His second hangover. Oh, first when he was 17 on levers. He got a little bit tipsy.
That was illegal. All right, this one is legal.
And what number hangover? hangover is this for you one today?
How many years have I been alive? 32. How many weeks are in a year?
Let's drink responsibly.
Yes. Now, there are 52 weeks in a year, and we thought we'd throw a little something together to have a look back on the year that was, not just with worldwide news and Perth news, but also for the show as well. Take a listen.
Yo, 2019, this hit 92.9, Sam.
So long, farewell, bye-bye, dear. 2019.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
We're going to take a trip back in time. Are you ready to get into your time machine? Are you ready? Let's go.
The 10-year challenge. I'm sure you guys have seen this one all over your Facebook feeds. Little, then, and now, over the last 10 years.
I'm old, not obsolete.
The rap god himself comes to Perth, and the crowd thinks he might have forgotten what his name is.
With the Kardashians.
Jordan later then says that Tristan kissed her on the lips on her way out.
Scandal in the Maths house.
There was a rumor about Sam and Innes.
There was an attraction there between Innes and I.
How dare you!
Scandal with Heidi from the hit 92.9 breakfast team.
I've been keeping a little secret from you guys.
No, not really.
I'm 14 weeks pregnant. Griffo and I having a baby.
Oh my god.
Knock it off. I'm about to learn who the greatest NBL club of all time was.
If there was anyone unaware who the greatest NBL club of all time was, you know now. The Perth Wildcats have proven it again.
It is clear that this can now only be described as a terrorist attack that took place in Christchurch.
There is a fire burning at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
Police descend on a man lying shirtless on a city street in Darwin as officers bring the terrifying shooting spree to an end.
Around 100 bush and grass fires burn across New South Wales.
Look, I'm sorry for being a Debbie Downer, but it's important that we remember these things. I'm going to try and lift the mood again.
We had the footy show.
After 26 years, the final siren sounds on the footy show.
A great Game of Thrones finale.
We wear the crown.
Why do you think I came all this way?
Well, at least we can rest easy knowing that Avatar will always be the highest grossing film of all time.
Avengers Endgame is topping Avatar as the highest grossing film of all time.
Oh, come off it!
Did somebody say babies? No.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West just revealed the name of their fourth child, Sam West. Yep, that's right, Sam as in like the Book of Psalms.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle stepped out in front of the cameras with their new bundle of joy, baby Sussex.
A bit closer to home.
Little Ted, he's starting to say a word which is starting to annoy me a fraction.
Mama, mama. Mama.
And what's a year without controversy?
Instagram began hiding likes.
I'm just trying to stay calm. I can't even, accept that.
Adventure World has issued this guide to appropriate swimwear.
Once thought like the G-banger.
Looks like the backside has become quite hungry.
Bond's underwear, and they've put, male-male couple in their underwear ads.
I think we're all missing the point. Look how close his ass is to the grill. Bang, that's a singed ass right there.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison clung to power with a win for his Liberal Party.
West Coast AFL star Willy Rioli has been suspended.
Israel Folau.
Not touching that one.
OK, Boomer, it's going viral, being used by those who are in their teens to try and say to an older person, for example, that their views are out of touch or old-fashioned.
Great news report, Boomer. Zinged him.
The iPhone 11 Pro has a plethora of new features.
Oh, man!
Apple's mixed up the colour scheme.
Colour scheme?
20% faster.
That's not much.
Wi-Fi 6.
Boring.
4G LTE speeds on
existing.
Wait,
Pete, what did you think of that?
You guys know I'm a loud snorer, right?
I'm not sleeping with that in the motorhome.
Yes, Xavier's road trip to the Premiership, piling the breakfast team into a rented motorhome and driving from Perth to Melbourne to see the West Coast Eagles play in the grand finals.
West Coast out for season 2019.
Oh, that's what happened to life.
Regardless, it was the greatest adventure since Lawrence of Arabia won the Cannonball Run with Milo and Otis while taking E.T. home and driving Knight Rider.
Oh, man, those references are dated.
Okay, boomer. Shut up
and drive. 8 hours of driving a day.
I don't have a license.
What the hell?
The old mate here decided he'd only organise two tickets rather than three to get in and watch the grand final.
We were at the top of the sand dune.
Yeah.
We all had our sandboards, and they didn't go anywhere.
Our fat asses sunk the boards.
What did you just hear?
But even after the many, many trials that Xavier has put everyone through...
No, I've got gastro.
Yeah, stay away.
Heidi, Xavier, Pete and Jules and the entire team here at Hit 92.9 remain the best of friends.
I might go to a community radio station. I can't work with you anymore.
Don't try and tell me what I was trying to say.
There is a wall of chairs sitting between Jules and Xavier.
You arsehole!
Jedi Fallen Order is a Star Wars game.
I am a nerd.
Oh, I've got a bloody bone to pick with this one over here.
Pizza pig, and you, Liz, can suck eggs.
You got moobs.
Hey, don't be like that.
Oh, you got him right in the neck.
You're a jerk. Tell him you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
You said the chair couldn't
that
hold my fat weight.
Sorry for saying that. You did break it.
1 hour and 45 minutes left with you, Jules. Suck eggs, you witch.
Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier, and Pete with Jules live from Japan.
Our grand finalists have joined us
Yay!
In here.
Yay!
Yeah.
Jeez, they're looking fresh too. Fresh to death. Let's go.
Jamie's looking a little bit dusty. What? What time this morning, mate? Went missing in action last night?
I was in bed 8:30 p.m. sharp.
Oh, yeah, sure you were.
Sharp.
Okay, all right. Now, look, we said to you guys last night that, you know, we weren't going to pick a winner last night. We're going to do that this morning. That happening very soon. But we just wanted to go back and obviously we've been doing this for the past 15 weeks. We've been choosing our semi-finalists. Now we have our grand finalists. Tokioki happened last night in Ginza. We wanted to go back, have a listen back through the night, and bring you back up to speed as to where it all took off. Take a listen.
This is Tokioki.
It's time for Tokioki.
Yeah. Now, how are we going to determine who goes first?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah. We are going to go last.
Rock, paper, scissors.
I won.
We're going to go second.
We're going to get fourth. So
let's get to it, guys. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
So firstly, guys, we've been tasked with the role of introducing our singers. Before I start, I just want to start a bit of a chant. Jono sucks. Jono sucks. Jono sucks. All right. Don't want to leave you out, though, Jamie. Jamie, You've been described as dangerous, aggressive, nimble, intelligent, explosive, likeable, lovable, and eccentric. What did I just spell then, Jules?
Sorry, I'm focused on my own
Danielle. All right, all the way from the city of Perth. She's a demon with an angel's voice. Has a roar like a lion. Welcome, my girl, Danielle!
He met Mama Light down in old Moulin Rouge, surrounding his stuff on the street. She said, hey, hello, hey, Joe, you want to give it a go?
Came into our lives. It was 6 in the evening, and even though the moon was out, you flashed your smile, and it was like the sun reappeared just to watch you sing. You cast aside fears that would have broken any lesser man. You took that stage, you wrapped both hands around that mic, and you showed the world that you're the kind of guy who, it doesn't matter if you come first or last, you'll always leave them satisfied and wanting more. Give it up for Jamie!
Bit of Michael Bublé.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how
he's got
I
the
feel.
Moves.
We practiced that.
You asked for movement.
I did.
And I'm feeling good. It's a new day.
Bring it home.
It's a new day.
Bring it.
and I'm feeling good.
Oh, yeah, boy!
Now, I don't need to spell out Jono's name because everyone already knows how to spell winner.
How do you spell it?
W-I-N-A. Let's take home the win, especially for me, because it's probably the only win I'm going to get over the boys in the last 15 weeks, so we really need this. The People's Champ, let's go! Let's go, Jono!
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, Mom. Mr. Bombastic, Mr. Bombastic. Mr. Lovelock.
Yeah, you're my angel, you're my darling angel.
Love is one big part of an after young, but who's gonna have your back when it's yeah. all done? And it's good when we live for a pure fun, can't be a full son. What about the long run? Looking back,
he's not only doing Shaggy, but he's doing Shaggy in key.
Yes! Sounds exactly like him.
I want to show the nation my appreciation.
Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, lady.
Let's dissect.
Let's start off with you because Danielle went first.
Yeah,
how do you feel that she went?
So I'll give the positives. We sang a song in a different language, Slam Dunk. She sung French.
Yes.
I didn't see that near you, losers. Fantastic, hit the notes, energy. So much so, my body actually took
and
over.
And you jumped up and started dancing.
I didn't even know I was dancing in the winter.
Something had to have happened because I've never seen that happen to you before. I've never seen that.
Hey, yours.
So Jamie, he really thought about his song choice. Michael Bublé, he's the only one who got up there and moved that mic around and used that stage like he
owned. I think he bumped it.
He
bumped it accidentally with his shoulder and it went...
He's got Shaggers back and stumbled. Julianne.
I know what you two are thinking, that he probably didn't go with the best song choice.
No.
I was surprised.
I was shook.
I came here to see Jono, not Shaggy.
Okay.
Good luck.
Are we drum rolling?
Yes, give us drum roll.
Knock on wood if you're with me. After 15 weeks, 7 days in Tokyo, a night of performances.
I'm not fit enough to keep doing this. It's too long, mate.
The winner of Tokyoki is...
We'll find out tomorrow morning on the show.
Ooh, scandal.
Jeez.
Ooh.
Ba-bum.
It was a long commercial break, wasn't it?
It was a very long commercial break, 12-odd hours. But here we are, ready to go. And the guys are here. The grand finalists are here. The trophy is here. The golden microphone. We're going to come back in 6 minutes on Hit 92.9 and crown the 2019 Tokyoki champion. Don't go anywhere.
Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier, and Pete with Jules live from Japan.
The Hit 92.9 Tokyoki champion for 2019. So our grand finalists are here. They are currently sitting with us. And we did say to you guys last night, after everything was said and done, that it was this morning we were going to find out who actually takes home the golden microphone. But we had a special guest who was going to join us this morning to help us sort this out.
How we sort it? Because we all obviously
voted for ourselves.
Simple as that.
Yeah. That special guest is with us now. Are you there, special guest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mama Jules.
Hello.
How are you?
I miss you.
I miss you too.
Oh.
Now, Mama Jules.
Sorry, I'll have a personal chat.
You're the karaoke champion, aren't you, Mama Jules? You've done a fair bit of karaoke in your time.
Yeah, right.
Lots.
Too much for me anyway. So we thought what we'd do, because you want us three, we're choosing our own team members, right, to win.
Yeah.
We thought we'd bring in Mama Jules to award the champion.
Which one she thinks is the best. So we're going to play a little clip, is that right?
Yes, we are. Now, Mama Jules does not know who owns who.
Okay.
Right? She doesn't know who's on whose team because we don't want her to be like...
Biased towards me because she knows we've got something special.
True. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Mama Jules, we're going to give you a quick listen of what happened last night.
Yeah.
Okay, and are you listening?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Mama Jules, you sleep after.
All right, Mama Jules, here we go. So here is contestant number one for you to listen to.
Oh, right, what a performance that was.
What do you reckon?
Oh, probably number two.
There's only one song. There was only one song there.
Wait. All right. That was just one. That was the first person.
I'm happy with that decision. That decision's good.
Jamie's won by default.
Because we do have it. We're going to play our second grab for you. Okay. Now here comes number two, Mama Jules. Oh, it's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. Yeah, and I'm feeling.
All right, so that was number two, Mama Jules. Now we'll get straight into number three.
Before she picks one.
Yeah, before you pick one. We're straight into number three.
Number three is coming now, okay?
She was there for my incarceration. I want to show the nation my appreciation.
Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need.
All right, Mama Jules.
Here we go.
You got a drone or something there, Dust?
Oh, yeah, Dust.
Hang on.
Hold on, Mum. No, what? She's already saying
she's
who she's...
Say who the winner
is. Yeah, no, don't say who the winner is yet, Mama Jules. Okay.
There's no mucking around with Mum.
All right, Dusty's back in this...
Yeah, hurry.
Okay, all right. Dusty, drop the drone. Give us something nice and deep there to play in the background. Thanks to Asahi and Celebrations Liquor Stores, they're closer than you think. And AirAsia awarded the world's best low-cost airline 11 years running. Either one or two or three, Mama Jules. Who is the Hit 92.9 Tokioki champion for 2019?
Number three.
Talking to your mic, mate.
I'm too excited. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, I don't know. So you said, Mama Jules, you said number one was best?
No, number three. I like that song.
Yeah, don't confuse her.
She knows.
So, Mama Jules, you didn't know that number three was
she didn't.
I promise.
Oh, is it?
You didn't know that number three was my contestant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
Yeah, and we won.
She wins $1 million.
Oh, whatever.
Don't tell her that. Congratulations, Jono.
Thank you very much, guys. Humble for the experience.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank 92.9, Asahi, AirAsia, Celebrations, and all the back crew. We've got Kelly, Sarah, Brad, Marcel, the man.
Yes.
Big fella Tim. There was Jezza.
Jezza.
And old Sarah for organising all this for us. What a wonderful experience. And my beautiful wife for tagging along with me.
Yeah.
Keeping me in order. Awesome.
There you go.
Thank you very much, guys.
Well done, mate. That was bloody good fun.
Mama Jules, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you. Now, Mama Jules, you're a fraud. Anyway, we move over to the real winner. Danielle, I thought you performed very well last night. You're a little bit down in the dumps after obviously being adjudged not the winner.
No, I'm all right. I'm good.
Where's that fight of spirit gone? All right, then I voted for Jono.
Jamie, mate, 12 hours of reflection last night, which you spent most of it drinking by the looks of things, but how are you feeling this morning, UK?
Yeah, all good. All good.
What the hell? Okay. Yeah, sure. Mate, Jono, congratulations. You deserve to win.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you do last night, Danielle, after your performance? Did you go out, celebrate?
Yeah, we did. We went to the Monster Cafe.
Oh, was that cool?
Yeah, it was interesting. Very overstimulating.
And have you had a good time in Japan?
I've had a lovely time. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
No problem, mate.
What about you, Jamie? Any last words before we say ta-ta?
It's hard to top up Jono's speech, but yeah, last night we celebrated by drinking Asahi and planning our flight back with AirAsia.
Oh,
there you go. Well done.
Well done, guys.
Safe travels home, too.
It's been a ripper. Thank you so much for coming all this way and joining us. We hope you guys really enjoyed the trip and enjoyed yourselves, but it's been bloody fantastic.
Kent, 92.9, Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules, live from Japan.
Let me take a listen.
Hi, Santa. My two kids, Kelly and Boyd, need the naughty list because they're not listening. They're screaming, they're yelling, and most of them are fighting. So if they don't behave, don't get them nothing.
I have girls that are not listening and they need to go to bed, Santa. And I know that you know when they're asleep and when they're awake. So I'll keep you posted, and Alison said that she's going to do the right thing and go to bed. Is that right, Alison?
No! I don't want Santa!
Hey, Santa, it's Steve. If you could just make sure that Sienna and Oliver do not get Christmas presents this year. Sienna, she needs to learn manners and not be demanding. And Oliver is not a ninja and cannot cheat his sister. Thanks very much, Santa. Bye.
Oh, goodness. They've been naughty.
Kent, 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Live from Japan.
Well, Heidi is off and Jules is in. Welcome, mate.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Now, just straight off the bat, mate, you're late today.
Don't.
I've had enough of it. I'm one for being punctual.
Okay, you can't blame me. It was the cup situation.
Perth Wildcats captain Damian Martin taking on Jules in leg wrestling. Fight!
Jules just got bashed.
My name was going to be Remy Luke.
You would probably would have faced a little bit of bullying at some stage in your life.
I like dollars, I like diamonds, I like stunning, I like shine.
The haunted house.
When it's dark inside, that's where they jump out and they like grab
you. Oh, is that what happens?
If someone right hooks you, it ain't me.
Yeah, no punching me in the face in the dark.
Gonna let it all hang out.
She sucks. She actually sucks.
I think, you know, who knew what was happening at Essendon?
What do you want?
I've got something really important to tell you.
Are you pregnant?
No.
Are you engaged?
No. I'm going to be filling in for the Brekkie show.
Oh, okay.
Think as though you're operating on jewels, okay?
Are you saying I'm more important than your bush hook, though?
Yeah, mate.
That's one of the nicest things you've ever said.
Wow, that is so kind.
I've compared you to a chair. Hey, I'm the district in the chair. So if I want to change Jules' name back to Rammy Loose, oh, Rammy Loose Jerry.
I can help.
So they must be. I didn't see anyone dressed as bees.
There's, you are.
I'm the only one dressed as a bloody bee.
In the open line.
You and
Jules, are you there?
I'm running away. So I lay down on the ground and I got in trouble.
3 hours out on the water in a little grey rubber dinghy. How are you feeling, Jules?
I think I'm actually cured.
We've cured you?
No, you bloody idiot. Of course I'm not. I've been spewing into my mouth all morning and swallowing it back down.
Now, Koshy, would you have a crack at an old leg wrestle?
A leg wrestle?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm up for it.
Are you doing it?
Yes.
Oh, no. I can tick this off the list.
Who are you texting these days?
Jules' mum.
No. Did you?
Yeah, I've texted your old chook.
How did you get the number?
Does it end in 645?
Yeah.
I got your mama.
Jules
is furious.
I am furious with Zabe right now.
Hello, Perth. My name is Liddy. When Jules moved to Perth, she was sad because she has no friends. Oh. So Zabe hired me, Liddy, to be Jules' new best friend.
You don't have a fat neck.
Fat neck.
You don't have a fat neck.
Oh, fat neck over there. What are we doing over there, fat neck?
Jeez, I can't wait to go back down south.
You definitely won't be running down there, fat neck.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules for Chemist Warehouse. With the biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices, Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete with Jules. Live from Japan. Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Xavier and Pete
with Jules. Hit 92.9.